Hello, everybody. Happy Holy Saturday. Can I say that on the radio? Today's Holy Saturday, right? Isn't tomorrow a big day? Easter.
Yes.
Good for Easter. And the show.
Everybody thinks Christmas is the most holy day. Oh, Christ is born. No, Easter Sunday.
Easter is, yeah. But you know what's an important thing? Is that Lent, which is part of the Easter process, a lot of people think it's over on Easter, but it's actually over when Good Friday is over. So you know all those things we gave up for Lent? We can do them today. Is that okay?
Yeah. Stand on my head.
Well, really, I'm going to
give up standing on my head.
I'm going to get back on to having sugar. You think, big deal, what's sugar? Well, you put sugar in a few mixed drinks. Mm. So I can do that again. Would you really?
I'd be your best friend.
All day long.
Yeah.
At least as long as you can stand, huh? And guess what? This show is being brought to you by the Davis Ranch and Slough House, and I have interesting news. The crew at the Davis Ranch has been hard at work harvesting and processing the newly sprouted asparagus, but you might want to call first to make sure they're open and check the availability. You can call 916-682-2658. That's 916-682-2658, the Davis Ranch, home of the famous Slough House sweet corn, and they're also on the web at davisranchproduce.com. And they're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. You know how I check to see if they're open? When I'm driving by, I look over, and if they're open, I stop in. How's that?
That's a good one.
Either that or I get my binoculars out, because we can kind of see them from here, can't we?
Barely, but I can.
I know.
You can imagine.
Was there? Yeah. If this weather is cleared up a little bit still, but I can still see over there. And if you were going to do anything special for Lent.
No, you know what? We need to go across the street and get some asparagus for tomorrow's dinner.
And you know we should invite our best friend.
Okay.
All right.
He's the one with the drinks.
Absolutely. On KVGC Radio, M1340 FM 96.5.
You placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk. Lord, don't they love to talk. But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. My baby makes me smile. Lord, how she makes me smile. Never far away or too tired to say I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Behind closed.
You know, we haven't played Charlie Rich for a while. Why is that? Because look at the record there. It's in the, what do you call it, the sleeve?
Yeah.
And the sleeve is in, what do you call the album cover?
Sure.
Anyway, that thing looks brand new. It looks like it's hardly been touched. Look, it even has the old plastic on it. Jeez, you'd think you would have taken that plastic off by now. But anyway, Charlie Rich, gosh, that's pretty good stuff. You know who else likes Charlie Rich? Frank and Emerald Plumbing.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. Because behind closed doors is where he fixes all the plumbing. But actually, Emerald Plumbing, if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, need them done right away, call Emerald Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll be out there right away. And you know what? Before they get started, they'll give you a free estimate. That's Emerald Plumbing for any plumbing needs at 223-2204. All right. Let's see. Tomorrow's Easter. Hey, is it too late to do April Fool's jokes? We missed that last week.
How about a Easter egg hunt?
Oh, I hear that St. Catherine Drexel's doing one tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, after certain masses. Mm. Hey, we can do that. We're a little short on eggs around here, too. Oh, I like egg salad sandwiches.
But last year, when you made them out of the chocolate eggs, they didn't taste that well. They lasted longer than a regular salad sandwich.
I didn't think you'd notice. They didn't taste very good. You know, they taste better on sourdough bread than they do wheat toast. What do they call that? Not egg salad sandwich, but chocolate egg salad sandwich. Oh, God, it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Especially when you added those onions. You should have kept the cilantro out of them, too.
No.
Well, anyway, how about this? Let's play some music, because that's what we're paid to do around this place. On cave. What the heck was that?
I moved my chair.
Oh, gee. On KVGC Radio, M1340 FM 96.5.
Tonight, while the snowflakes are falling, here in my dreams I can see the white cherry blossoms of Chamonix, where I walk with Anna Marie. Cebu, Cebu, mi ami beaucoup. I miss you, Anna Marie. My love was pledged to another, but I knew as I crossed the sea that I'd never love any other as I love my Anna Marie. Anna Marie, Anna Marie, my heart remembers and sighs.
Let go of my arm. Oh, gosh, let go.
Oh. I tried to count how long they did that.
I know. They do it. They do it.
I lost count.
Do they do it in the regular beat when they come back into the song?
Well, you just heard it.
Well, you were holding on to my arm so tight, I couldn't pay attention.
All right, tell you what. We'll run it back during the break. I'll play it again. We'll just listen to it to ourselves.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
On KVGC Radio, M1340 FM 96.5. Oh, that's a good one. Hey, guess what time it is? It's time for the second half of the first half of the Gold Country Old Country Radio Show. All right, now, I was going through these records. Hey, that dog came in here and is eating something. What is it?
Chewing
eating?
On a bone.
Is that a bone? Is chewing
yeah.
on? Where did that bone come from? Did that come from that soup you made last night?
It's crazy.
It looks good. Hey, hey, get that dog over there. I'm going to see what that bone tastes like. I mean, it looks good. It looks delicious.
Come here.
Yeah, I wonder if that could be her and Brittany. Hey, let's do this.
Okay.
I want to play some Buck Owens.
Let's do it.
And as soon as we do, we'll play another song.
Okay.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340 from 96.5.
They just don't know how lost I feel without you. My teardrops never see the light of day. I laugh and joke each time they talk about you. But if they heard my heart, they'd hear it say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I'd better say goodbye before I cry. It's pride that makes me hide my sorrow. I live a lie in all I do and say. My lips may lie and paint a bright tomorrow. But if I told the truth, I'd have to say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I'd better say goodbye before I cry.
Six, he stood on the ground. He weighed 235 pounds. But I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of a man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped pup because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Like me, they struggle in doubt. They trouble their minds day in and day out. Too busy with living to worry about a little word like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God that the world's been blessed with a thing called love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down. Take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.
I didn't know Johnny Cash did that song.
Yeah.
This thing called. Who did I think did that?
Johnny Cash is a nice guy.
Did you ever meet him? Yeah. Who are the most famous people you ever met? I want to see if I can outdo you.
I met Tom Jones.
Oh, did you really?
Met Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits. Met... Cat Scratch Fever himself, Ted Nugent, met Bill Engvall.
Were they pleasant enough people?
You know who the best people were?
Who's that?
The worst person, two people.
Yeah, I want to hear the worst.
Natalie Cole and Engelbert Humperdinck.
Really?
And the best person, the best two guys. Well, Bill Engvall was a good guy. Sinbad was good. Sinbad was just a regular old guy.
Yeah.
But... two of the nicest guys were Harvey Korman and Tim Conway.
Oh, really?
Oh, just nice as can be. Nice. Strangest person I ever met?
Yeah.
Jewel.
Oh, really?
Jewel does not allow anyone other than her sister and her manager to look her in the eye.
That's weird.
Yeah. You can't talk to her. She has to address you. Yeah.
You know, it seems like he'd be a nice guy. Roger Miller. Did you ever meet any of those old-time guys?
No. Met Joe Diffie. Let's see. Aaron Tipton. Toby Keith.
Did you have conversations with him, or was it pretty brief? Oh, so you did.
Yeah. It depended on who they were.
Yeah.
Little Richard was... cool, but strange.
It looks like he would be.
Aaron Lewis was another interesting guy.
Little Richard. Little Richard was the band over in Hamburg when the Beatles were playing.
Really?
They opened for Little Richard, and you know who was in his band? It was him, Joe Tex. Oh, gosh. I need to come up with those names. But he had a heck of a good band. Hey, you know what? I did mention Roger Miller. Do you want to play Roger Miller? And I'll tell you who was in the band a little later. All right?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Big and Rich, they were pretty good.
Hey, you met so many more famous people than me.
John Rich was... Kenny and John are totally different.
Who? Kenny and who?
Kenny and John Rich. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're totally... Kenny and John are totally, totally different. In fact, Kenny came down and had John stayed and partied on the bus, and Kenny came down with some people and had maybe that's what I'm calling me right now. That ate it.
You know what they're calling for? They want us to. They want to hear Roger Miller on KVGC Radio.
Hello,
AM 1340, FM 96.5. Hello.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in hate, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause of the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman. Some can, some can't, and some can. Thank you.
broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
Maria, you're the only one that ever understood the way I feel. Maria, you're the only one to me that was ever real. And yet you bid me go, because inside your heart, you know I cannot stay. But keep a light in your window burning, little girl, I'm coming home someday. Maria, if I only had the power to turn back the hands of time, I'd spread my wings around you, and little girl, I'd make you mine. Cause all you ever wanted was to love me in your plain and honest way. So keep a light in your window burning, little girl, I'm coming back someday. Oh, Maria, you gave me the precious gift of love that I have never known. And then you kiss me gently, but when I open up my eyes, you're gone. And now I'm gonna lose the only good thing that ever came my way. So keep a light in your window burning, little girl, I'm coming back someday. Keep a light in your window burning, little girl, I'm coming back someday.
Boy, that's, I like that song. I like the name, Maria.
The guy.
Okay, the other guys.
I don't want to tell you. The guy from Ione, or lives in Ione, works in Jackson, called and wanted to hear that for his wife.
Oh, that,
I'm not even going to mention his name.
He's a good boy. He is. Oh, by the way, last April 6th, a few days ago, you know what day that was? We should play it. Do we have any Merle Haggard?
Oh, it was also Etta Scully's birthday, April 6th.
Oh, was it? Etta Scully?
Yes.
Merle Haggard. You know that Merle Haggard died on his birthday?
Really?
Yeah. We need to play some Merle Haggard. Do you have any Etta Scully songs?
No, I don't have any Etta Scully songs. I do have a Merle Haggard song I can play later on.
I thought you had an Etta Scully album of songs. No?
He was a big fan of Dave Brubeck, personal friends.
She knew Dave Brubeck, yeah. Huh?
You know where they lived? The Scullys lived down there.
In that big brick house at
the Marlette.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave and his wife, Iola, I believe her name was, he would come and stay a lot of times unannounced to people, you know, just so they could kind of get away. Yeah, well, just so they could get away.
They
would let them know they were coming, but they would keep it quiet.
Be kind of nice. Interesting.
He grew up here, learned to play the piano.
Yeah.
And his, you know, if you listen to his... his rhythms, you know, kind of a syncopated rhythm, but all his music was written. It's the cadence of horse
Oh, is it really?
Walking in a horse gallop.
Yeah, Take Five.
Yeah, all that stuff. Well, that's just one of his songs, but that's, yeah. He got hit. Hold on just a second. I got a guy that can tell you a story. Well, let's take a break, and I got a guy to tell you a story.
Sounds good. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5. Hello again. Hello. Beep, 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 beep. Is anybody here?
Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Why would you bring up Houston in this particular situation?
Because I got a song right here.
Do you really? I have some things I want to talk about. About the Davis Ranch and the Amador Plumbing. But you know what? I'd rather hear the song. Can we hear it?
Yeah.
On KVGC Radio.
We have a problem.
Hello.
Houston.
On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5.
Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do. One day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone in that holiday hotel show makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you. Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do. For a living I do. Oh, but Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour.
And love is so foundational. than a lifetime of bluegum could ever find.
So that's Loretta Lynn, huh?
You got to have it. You know what I mean?
Dolores Larrigan. Oh, boy, that was cool. Now, have you met her?
No.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's going to be riding a bicycle in the Ione Parade. They're looking for people to ride bicycles.
Are they really?
You know, she always rides a horse, but...
Well, the Ione Parade, what is coming up pretty soon? What is it, Saturday? May 13th, I think.
Yeah, that'll be almost...
I don't think she's going to ride her bike. Yeah. Hey, let's do this. Let's go to that Ione Parade this year. It's... Oh, the honorary Grand Marshal is going to be Donnie Tillery. I guess that's why everybody's riding a bike.
BMX bikes, probably, huh?
Oh, I guess so. I have my bike. Remember the bike? We had it. We talked about it a few years ago. Schwinn Stingray. Mm-hmm. Mine's green with the white seat.
Ours were the original BMX bikes.
Oh, those were so cool.
Yeah.
And I could ride. I won the wheelie contest in junior high. I rode that wheelie for about 80 yards. Oh, and you know what? It's a very important thing in my life that nobody else remembers. But enough about me. So the Ione Parade is going to be May 13th. Let's do this. Let's try to go to it, and we'll try to meet.
That's a Saturday.
What's her name?
Dolores Larrigan.
We'll try to meet her.
Oh.
And I wonder if we get a picture with her. You think she'd?
She'll be on her horse. Maybe she'll let us ride. She'll let us sit on her horse.
That high horse.
And she can sit. You know, she stand down next to us.
You know, I wonder if she's nice. Do you think she is?
I've heard she is. Very nice.
I know. You know what I think else?
She acted like you never met her before. She gave us a ride before from Slough House to Ione.
Oh, I know. Actually, I like her a lot. I haven't seen her too much lately. So we need to go to that
Speaking
parade.
Speaking of Ione and Roots and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Roots' wife, Christy Roots.
That's right, yeah.
Who is Dolores Lurigan's daughter-in-law.
Yes.
Blood Drive on Monday.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Monday the 10th.
Do you want to go get some? Oh, you're supposed to give,
no,
aren't you?
No, you give blood.
Oh.
12:30 to 5:30, Evelyn Bishop Hall.
All right.
The gift of life.
That's a good idea. Yep. Well, let's do it. But in the meantime, do you mind if we play a little music?
Yes.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340. If I stutter, do you know who we're going to play?
Mel Tillis.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
I thank you for the sunshine that you put into my skies. I thank you for the love light that's shining in my eyes, and for the thoughtfulness you put in everything you do. Oh, but most of all, I wanted to thank you for being you. I thank you for the babies that brighten up my life. I love you for the way you've been a loving face. And for all the happiness we've known and good times we've been through. Oh, but most of all, I wanted to thank you for being you. I know God would want an angel in his heaven just like you, and for lending me your love, sweetheart, I want to thank him too. I'll thank you for the tender ways you show me that you care, and when I feel the need for you, I know I'll find you near. I thank you for a thousand things that keep me close to you.
thank you for being you. Yes, most of all, I wanted to thank you for being you. I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet you ran with me, chasing my rainbows, honey. I love you too, and that's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry. You say, honey, now don't worry. Don't you know I love you too? And that's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry. And you say, honey, don't worry. Don't you? I love you too, and that's the way love goes.
There you go.
Well, good. We played the Merle Haggard record in honor of his birthday a few days ago, and in honor of his passing away a few days ago. And, you know what else in honor of? This show is being brought to you by the Davis Ranch and Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. They're hardworking, they're harvesting that newly sprouted asparagus, but you might want to call first to make sure they're open and check for availability. The number is 916-682-2658. That's 916-682-2658. The Davis Ranch, home of the famous Slough House sweet corn. And you can visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com. And they're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. I need something to drink. Do you have any?
What you drinking?
Well, being that Lent's over, I'm drinking whatever I want to. But I think I'll have an Ole. Can we do it during the break?
Yeah.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5. Oh, geez, did you? Oh,
that's a good song. Right?
Yeah, I know, but somebody spilled that Ole. Look at it. Went all over that record. I can't read what it says. Hey, I want to try something. Okay. See all the Ole that's on that record?
Yeah.
Don't spill it off. Put it on the record player.
Oh, okay.
Now, I want to see what it sounds like when we play a record with Ole spilled all over it. Can we do that?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's going to happen here, but that's a lot of Ole, too.
It is.
You know what's good is it? The little grooves keep it from falling off the edge of it. Oh, you got that's just right.
It's beautiful.
Okay, wait, turn on the turn.
Let me do it right.
Turn.
Got it.
Okay, it's a 45. Okay, start it. Oh, look at that. All the Oli spilled off the side of it. Well, see if the record plays anyway.
Okay.
Want to do it?
Yeah.
On KVGC Radio and 1340 FM 96.
I must say that I don't care. Hold my head up in the air. Even tell my friends I'm glad that you don't call. But when the day is through, my heart aches start anew. And that's when I miss you most of all. And my arms keep reaching for you. My eyes keep searching for you. My lips keep calling for you. And my shoes keep walking back to you. I pretend I wish I had you back again. For nothing else means half as much as you. My world just seemed to die the day you said goodbye. And I can't forget no matter what I do. And my arms keep reaching for you. My eyes keep searching for you. My lips keep calling for you. And my shoes keep walking back.
So if you want to have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Did you play that song for me? You know, I really want to thank you.
No, I played it for that that long-suffering, poor wife of the Amador County assessor.
Well, I think that's moderately offensive, but it is. She is
maybe
good looking.
To him, maybe to him.
No, he knows he's a lucky guy. So okay. What the heck?
All right.
Where do we go from here?
The owner of the radio station. He's got a pretty good looking gal too.
I
How
know.
Come all these women got taken? And we're stuck with each other.
I know. This is we missed the bus on this stuff, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know who didn't
There's
miss
somebody
the,
for everybody.
I would think so. But you know what? I would think that with all this being said, that if you had any plumbing needs, big or small, how did I get into that one? Somebody for everybody? The guy at Amador Plumbing, he's for everybody, actually.
Frank?
Yeah. Where if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. He'll be out there right away. He'll get the job done right. And on top of it all, he'll give you a free estimate.
Right on.
Which means you know what you're getting into. And that's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. All right, let's see. You know, I talked to him a few days ago. He said we don't play enough Billy Joe Spears. And I have to agree with him. I don't know what...
Was she from Sacramento?
Billy Joe Spears?
Well, Lynn Anderson was.
Lynn Anderson was, yeah. Who else was?
You know what we got to start... You know what we really should do?
What's that?
We should get Cousin Lou, and we should go out frog hunting again like we did that one time. Because this year, the Calaveras County Fair, which is coming up next week... Pardon me. Next month.
Yeah.
They're going to give away $20,000.
Yikes.
If the frog you jockey breaks the record.
Really? How old's the record anyway?
1970-something, I think.
Oh, really? So it's about 50 years old.
It's 21 feet, 5 3/4 inches.
Really? Wow.
In three jumps.
But you know, after the jump, you've been to it.
Rosie the Riveter.
Have you ever seen when they jump really far? They're hard to catch. Obviously, they can jump pretty good.
Yeah.
21 feet. Let's see. That is like the length of what? This room times two. All right. You know what else is long?
Are long and winded?
Yes.
Us.
So let's play a little Billy Joe Spears, who's she's probably not from Sacramento. I wonder where she's from. Let's find out. But let's play her in the meantime on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Hands across the table and a sunlit room. With mountain air that almost smells like sweet perfume. Your nearness awakens the longing for loving in me. Come around the table, my darling, and ease the warmth in me. We are here, no one's near, just our love and the glowing meadow brook. Let's make love, when it's over we'll forget, oh, how much time it took. Your nearness awakens this longing for loving in me. Come around the table, my darling, and ease this warmth in me. writing love letters in the sand. How you laugh when I cry each time I saw the time. Take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches with every wave that breaks over love.
Isn't it?
I like
that.
Is
good. It is good. And we've ended the show with her a few times. It's always nice.
Left us way too soon.
I know. By the way, you know what? We got a little information from a lady in Ione, Teresa Avila.
Really?
She said that Billy Joe Spears wasn't born in Sacramento. And I asked, was it Ione? She goes, nope, not Ione, not Jackson, not Plymouth, not Fiddletown. However, someplace in Texas called Belmont, Texas. So that sounds like a interesting. I don't know how she knew that.
Do you know that it's the county seat of Jefferson County?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you know where that is?
It's in Belmont.
You know that I think Texas has like 250 counties.
Really?
In the state, or at least way more than 100. You know how many counties there are in California? Do you know that?
52.
58.
58.
Yeah. Amador is like the second or third smallest in the whole state.
Really?
Yeah. So now all these people that are listening today can say, boy, I'm smarter today than I was yesterday. And we want to thank Amador Plumbing for sponsoring the show. If you need any plumbing, if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. And also, the Davis Ranch and Slough House, that asparagus is ready.
Go get some for Easter tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. And happy Easter. And all, happy Easter to Father Colin. A big-time supporter of the show, or actually listener. Or anyway, nice guy. And we're looking forward to the Ione Homecoming Parade, Saturday, May 13th. All right, have we covered everything?
Let's go.
I think so. On KBGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.